country in the morning, this country in the morning, waking up to be part of it, reaching out to get hold of it. This country in the morning, this country in the morning, talking and listening and doing things that are coming up for us. Things, they're gonna be so good in a time that's ours together. It's a day that's full of promise, with a feeling that's ours to share. This country in the morning, this country in the morning, this country in the morning.
Letter here from Iris Smith of Gibson's, B.C. She lives on Sunshine Coast Highway. Isn't that a marvelous address? Dear Mr. Zosky, I, for one, was appalled when you told Henry Morgan he was through forever. That was last week. In my opinion, your program is fast outstripping all CBC programs, and one improvement was the occasional interview with Henry Morgan. Well, Iris Smith is obviously a very intelligent lady, and she says Canadians should be delighted to have a person of his integrity, talent, and intelligence in our country.
Boy, I think so.
The more we hear of him, the better for us. Surely a man of your intelligence, that's me, haha, surely a man of your intelligence can stand someone with an opposite point of view. That's Iris Smith. That's your fan, Henry.
Isn't that funny, though? I think you and I both thought we were having fun.
I did.
Yeah, I did. Well, let me tell you something, though. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. That was a very interesting thing to say.
Yeah. It's Henry Morgan, right?
Right.
I had a call from your colleague, Mr. Castleman, your producer.
Yes. We have about 1,000 producers.
Well, the one who asked me to be on your show.
Yeah.
He said that what I did wasn't structured enough, that it wandered, and he wanted more form in what I was doing. So I came in today prepared to do form and structure with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if I don't leave you too much opportunity to talk, you'll forgive me, because this is all sort of patterned in my head, how this form goes. And it starts with...
You want me to leave?
No. Good Lord, no. If you leave, I'll believe what I always believe, that nobody's listening. The beginning is when Mr. Castleman came to me and, it was a bar, let's face it. And he said, could I buy you a drink? And we talked for a while, and then he said, would you like to go on the Zosky Show once a week? Now, you will understand, I'd been in town about 8 minutes and was sort of pleased that anybody wanted me to do anything offhand on my reputation. And I said, sure. And he offered me a normal sum of money, I guess you'd call it, neither important for its magnificence nor for its paucity, if that's the word. And that's the beginning. Now we come to the middle where we did a show 2 weeks ago, was it,
uh-huh.
I think? And we laughed a lot, you and I did anyway. I did, the engineer laughed twice.
He laughs all the time.
Well, he's
I'm sorry, I'm doing it. I'll turn my microphone.
No, it's all right. It's
okay.
Fine. No. Okay. So I got to thinking about talk shows and structure. Because I'm an old hand at this, you know. I've been talking for my whole life. And a good part of it, pardon me, on radio and television. And I started to think about the various shows I've been on, like Carson and Griffin and Cavett, and how they set themselves up. Because another thing your colleague and one of your 100 producers, Mr. Castleman, said was that he didn't understand why, when I came in last week, I asked what the questions were going to be. And he said, why do you come in and expect questions? Why don't you come in ready to do something? The way you do, for example, on CKFM, which shall be nameless, but is a small radio station for which I toil a little. It's where I do my sewing, reaping, and spinning. I'm not allowed to mention it, am I? Well, so in thinking about these other talk shows, of what their structure was and how they were set up and how they achieved form and direction, it goes like this. Maybe your listeners might be interested in no betrayal, but slightly behind the scenes. They all work pretty much this way. Griffin and Cavett and Carson, they have 4 or 5 bookers. A booker does pretty much what you think he does. He finds people for these talk shows. And a booker will call you and say, can you do Wednesday night, for example? And you say, yes. And he said, what would you like to talk about? If you can't think of anything, I'll call you the day of the show. And he'll call you the day of the show and he said, have you thought of anything? And if you say no, he'll say, well, why don't you discuss X, Y, or Z? Now, admittedly, half the people on those shows are selling stuff. The actor is selling his play or his picture. The author is selling his book. A bunch of traveling salesmen because they travel to all the talk shows, lugging this little merchandise along. I and about four other people are sort of unique in that we go on just to talk. We don't have anything much to sell, except little witticisms and some jollies, and occasionally you sneak in what you think is a profound thought. Like, you know, don't vote for Wilson, he'll get us into the war. Whatever. Usually, I will go on Cavett particularly, with no preparation. None. And he didn't have any questions either. You walk in and Cavett says, what are you mad at? And I say, you, or the weather, or the way the Lord is running the universe. So, and we're off, you know, like you, just as what you and I were doing. Well, says your producer, and I'm getting to the middle now.
I thought that was the middle. I thought you'd done the beginning.
I did the beginning, yeah, this is the middle.
Okay.
Right. Do you want to do a break in here?
No.
No, okay.
No, I got to understand this structure. If you're structured, I've got to be with it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So this is like the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like late middle, say over 40.
Okay.
Okay, we're getting to, now we're coming into the home stretch. Oh, boy. So, we come to the end, but I don't want to come to the end too soon because I'm supposed to do 10 minutes, you see. That's sort of implicit, although 1 week we did eight. But I want to get this even. We've done about five, would you say?
I don't know. I've been so enthralled.
I know. I saw that glazed look. I thought it was sort of a compounded boredom, but if that's enthralled, great. Oh, boy. I'm getting my second breath. But I'm losing interest. Okay. Now, we come in today, and he is, Mr. Castleman has said to me, I want it more like, like what you do on your own time. It has to have a place. It has to have a starting point and a finishing point, right? I said, right. Now we come to this. He said, I don't like paying you money for you just to go in there and talk. I thought, gee whiz, it's not his money, is it? It's CBC's, after all. And I thought when he'd hired me, that's what he hired me for, to come in and talk. Well, he didn't think so. And then he said, and this is a real dinger, and we come into the home stretch, panting, but eager for the tape. He said, for you to go in like that is a ripoff. That's what you're doing. It's a ripoff, meaning, in the language of street children, you're stealing. I am stealing money by coming in here and talking without a plot. Pardon me. And then he got definitive, and he said, I don't want three or four little topics. I want one big topic. That's what I'm doing, one big topic. Because the ending is, of course, I've been talking on the air since I was 17 now, as of next March. That will be 40 years, to my dumbfounded astonishment. And that's the first time in 40 years that anybody has told me I was stealing. Admittedly, when you do what I do and I enjoy it, you sometimes feel like you're stealing. Say, gee, that was fun, and they paid me. It's the good equivalent for stealing. But nobody ever said to me what I like to consider the privacy of my own home, since it was on my telephone and I pay for that phone. And somebody invites himself in by ringing the bell and I answer it and he tells me I'm a thief. I didn't care for that, see.
Well, if you didn't, why don't you come right out and say so instead of beating around?
Because what I'm doing is form and structure and getting paid for today, too.
You're just doing a marvel. You're talking about talking.
Oh, no. I'm talking about leaving the show because the beginning is when, you know, he asked me to come on the show. The middle is what I explained about talk show. And the end is this is the last show I'll be on because nobody can talk to me that way. Nobody.
A public resignation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And I thought, that would be a nice structure if I came in and told you that. For 10 minutes. And he has to pay me again. Not that I've been paid yet. But I suppose it's on the book somewhere that I did show up. Isn't that interesting? An open, a middle, and a close. Goodbye, Peter. I'm sorry, I like you.
Do you want to talk anymore? Or do you want to have their big dramatic exit like that?
You don't have a good door slam here.
Yeah, we do. We can go out and get a door slam. There's a sound effects thing.
What do you want to discuss? It's on my spare time.
Okay, well, then I don't want to discuss anything, then, if it's an imposition on you.
Oh, it's no imposition, no. I'm glad to throw this in.
Because I think you're a really interesting guy, and I've always admired you a lot. I'm not trying to seduce you back onto the show. I don't think you should come back on, no.
No, it would be impossible. It would make me look ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, but
I'll just find another talk show and resign from that.
Yeah, you'll run out of them fairly quickly. That's interesting, because I think you should, when you come in to talk about something, I think you should be prepared with some material or some information or something that may be useful or informative or entertaining for the listener. I know you're an entertaining guy. I enjoy your presence, and I think they do, too.
Always wear your rubbers when it rains. Buy stocks low, sell high. You want real stuff?
No, right? No, I don't want... No, no. You're Henry Morgan. You can be nobody else, and anyone who tries to turn you into something you're not obviously can't do it or won't make it. I'm sorry, Henry. I really am. And that's a public resignation that I haven't experienced before.
I haven't either. Gee, that was fun.
Henry Morgan with his swan song.